God. Why are you laughing?
Wait, it's not even playing outside.
No.
How can Mateo, so how can Mateo hear it?
He can't. He can't hear it, though.
Yeah, this is trippy.
He could put the headphones on.
Put them on, Mateo.
Oh, yes.
Join us.
We can share a mic.
I've actually heard the song. Do we have to listen to this whole thing?
Okay. So we're sharing a mic.
This is crazy.
There's a mic right in front of
us.
That it's not connected.
Oh.
So I can't. I can't remember a good song.
You guys ever hit the Brazilian dances?
No.
Oh shit.
I can't say I have.
Bro.
Shannon! Oh. Shannon!
I don't know.
Oh my god.
I can do it. No, I can do it.
What are the odds I bring that tiramisu?
Amelia. Tiramisu after.
Okay. I respect it, I have to say.
This is like actually an Instagram reel. This is actually insane.
Why is it Instagram?
Because it's like one of those Instagram reels you see of people being on podcasts.
Yes, exactly. It like sounds the exact same. It's like the same quality.
No, it's the exact same quality. It sounds like the Brianna Chicken Fry, like Alex,
yes, yeah.
Alex Earl podcast.
Well, it is professional equipment.
Yeah.
Like, I know, that's ridiculous.
This is on Talk Tua level. It's crazy.
No.
Do you watch Talk Tua?
Of course. Do you not?
Oh, God.
Who does not watch Talk Tua?
Me.
Me. Two people there.
That's strange.
You yeah. too?
Everyone watches Talk
it's
Tua.
I think this is just a guy thing. Every single guy I've talked to, what? You watch it, it doesn't come out every day.
No, but you watch it again. You watch the episodes again.
Damn.
You gotta analyze. It's a class.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I respect it. I never, yeah. I can't say I could do that.
You get like a Hawk to a score every week. And it's like how much you've watched Hawk to
a
podcast.
Is there like a reward or is it just like an AirBuds thing?
I actually,
oh, you do?
You can get some Hawk to a coin, so you know.
Can I get in on that? Can I like make some bets? I've got some money I want to push around.
Type shit.
See what I can do with it.
Oh my god. My bad. Type shit.
Tell a story.
One day, let me think of a good story that's happened to me recently. It's hard to think of one that's not, like, odd.
You do have a lot of odd stories.
Oh, okay, I'll tell a good one. So one night, this was the beginning of my freshman year of college, and I was a little bit, I was meeting people, like, meeting new people, obviously. I wasn't really, like, that close with anyone yet.
Social.
So I was hanging out with my roommate and one of her hometown friends that I had met like three times maybe, so I didn't really know him that well, but he was like a nice guy, I liked him and everything, but I didn't know him that well. So we were all hanging out and it got to be like kind of on the later side and we were over at his dorm, which was across campus. So I was like, oh guys, I'm kind of tired. And my roommate was like, do you want to go back? And I was like, no, it's fine. Like I'll stay, whatever. I'll just like shut my eyes or something because I was really tired. So the guy that we were visiting was like, oh, you can just sleep in my bed. So I was like, okay. So I just get into his bed. And then I fall asleep immediately. So I wake up a couple hours later. I fall asleep at like 11. I wake up at 3 a.m. And the room is pitch black. I don't know where I am. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? I look around. My roommate's gone. All of our other friends are gone. And it's just like this guy in the, because his roommate never showed up to college. It was just him by himself. He had two beds.
Crazy.
And so he was in the other bed, like on his phone, on Instagram Reels. And they were blasting at full volume. And he was like hysterically laughing. Like that's how I woke up, at his like hysterical laughter. And I look over. I'm like, what's going on? And he was like, oh, like you can just sleep there. Like, your roommate's gonna come back in the morning, like she'll pick you up.
Damn.
And I was like, I don't know this guy, like what if he like tries to kill me, whatever.
Did you sleep there?
I slept there the whole
why
night.
Why would you not? That's leave crazy.
Because he's like, I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna walk back. He's like, no, it's too late and unsafe, like you can't walk back. So then I was like,
see, everyone thinks you're gonna get taken.
He's like just like stay here, like you can sleep in my bed, like it's fine. So I fell back asleep. And then
it's so strange. I wake up
at 8 a.m. and he's like getting ready to leave for class. And he's like, oh, like, how's it going? Like, how'd you sleep? And I was like, oh, I survived the night, I guess. I guess this guy's not a creep.
That's also weird, though, because that means he slept on just a plain
mattress. He did. He slept in bath towels on a plain, because I was in his bed. That's crazy. So bad.
I mean, like, why would you not get up and leave?
Because it was like 3 a.m. and I was afraid to walk back, because I had just gone to camping.
How far of a walk is it?
No, I was not. I was fully sober.
Huh.
It's a pretty far. He's all the way across campus. But, and so I was, like, low-key, like, annoyed with my roommate, because I was like, how could she leave me here? Like, what if he, like, did something to me? And then she was like, oh, like, he's, like, my best hometown friend. Like, I never would have, like, left with some guy I didn't know. Like, she had known him for a while. And I was like, okay, like, I get the picture. Like, he's, like, her cousin. And now, to this day, they're my best friends.
That's it's Vasu?
That's how Vasu and I became close.
I didn't know that was Vasu.
That was Vasu.
Crazy. Oh, my God, you never said his name. You're just
I know, that's because that was the reveal. Vasu is, like, my best friend at college.
Whoa.
And my roommate, both Vasu and my roommate are my best friends at college.
That's crazy. I can't believe it was Vasu's room.
He's like the nicest guy ever.
That's
like,
so sweet.
Now, like, I would sleep in his room. Like, I would not feel any like.
If that was me, I would not have let you slept in my bed. I wanted to be under my own comfort.
No, dude, he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Sleeping.
We didn't know him yet.
With bath towels is crazy.
I know, because he didn't want to, like, make me uncomfortable. And I was like, do you want the comforter?
That's
and he was
insane.
And he was like, no, like, you can keep it. He's the nicest guy ever.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That was really sweet.
But
Robin Hood, man.
At first, I was nervous because I was like, never met this guy before. And I'm like, alone with him in his dorm. But now he's like my best friend.
Whenever I listen to jazz, I think of Club Penguin.
Whenever I listen to jazz, I think of the mouse from Sing that sings Frank Sinatra.
Bro, there's no way that's what you think of.
play my way by the mouse from Sing.
No.
For what is from a Sing? Mouse?
No.
What has he got?
When the wind was blowing, what was that about?
What was what about?
When the wind was blowing.
Let me look at some other funny stories I have, because Via and I have some hilarious stories. college lore.
Mateo, do you want to play what you want to play?
Is that Dream League?
This is Big Score Hero. It gives you infinite hearts. So you don't have to stop.
That's so fire.
Yeah.
It's dopamine maxi.
Dopamine maxi. I want to play I Love Hugh right now. Have you guys ever played I Love Hugh?
Bro, you need to stop.
It's so
you're addicted. It's a game that she can't stop playing.
It's so much fun.
Like
it's so beautiful. It's like a puzzle. Brit, 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 like brit pop. What does that say? Someone needs to tell a good story.
I'm looking at my because Via and I have keep a running notes app of all the stuff that we've done together. That's like really funny, and some of the stuff I don't know if I can say.
On PG story. Damn. Is damn okay to say?
No.
Really?
Okay. No.
My fault.
It's okay.
Oh my god. I have another funny story. It's like kind of
really
weird.
Care.
But it's really funny.
What?
So Via and I had gone to a party earlier that night, and we randomly randomly ran into these guys that we didn't know, but like we met there, and then like we're like, oh, like these guys are really nice, so we decided to leave the party with them and go back to one of their apartments.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I know what this is about. Nope, keep going.
And so I won't say it, but so we go back to these guys' apartment, and we're all sitting on the couch, and one of them rips my sock off my foot.
What?
And he goes, you have the cutest toes in the universe. And then he puts my sock back on my foot.
He's freaking.
Was that him?
That was him. And then he fell asleep on the couch right after he ripped my sock.
What is going on at your school?
What is this?
Bro, people are
weird.
Wait,
who is him?
He's this guy that I know.
Still?
I wish, guys. I wish we were more than friends. But he does not wish that.
Yeah, it sounds like...
I'm just gonna show him my feet again, and maybe he will.
I didn't know that was him. That's crazy.
Dude, he's got some funny stories connected. He's got some funny stories. I'm afraid to the name on air for fear that he is most definitely not listening.
Drop it. Boom.
I'm too afraid.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know. Guys, I'm like so paranoid.
Amelia is the most paranoid
I'm
person
so
in the world.
I'm so paranoid.
This is why my point we made the first podcast was Amelia would die first.
I'm so paranoid.
In a horror movie?
Yes, 100%.
What kind of horror movie?
Like, based on the vibes that you get
literally
from,
anything.
From me any and Shannon currently, ever. Who do you think would die first in a horror movie?
She also has asthma. Okay, she cannot run.
Bro, you suck. You actually suck. That's ridiculous. That's besides the point.
That's what I mean.
Ableism of some sort. No. That is ableism, actually. No, I feel...
I love you, but... Say zombie apocalypse and those zombies are fast. They're the Last of Us zombies.
I will, you know what I'll do? I'll hang out with all the guys that are the main characters of Zombieland and they'll protect me.
I really want to play The Last of Us.
Dude, the guy from The Last of Us is like Pedro my Pascal? Ideal man.
The yeah. show?
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal.
Oh, Pedro Pascal,
the Mandalorian.
Yeah. He is my ideal man.
Pedro Pascal.
We should talk about that.
He looks like a
waiter. I love...
He's prime waiter,
I personally...
I love him.
I was a Pedro Pascal fan before.
I was a Pedro Pascal fan
before that edit.
When he was when he was the Mandalorian. I loved him.
Remember when he had that edit made of him on TikTok?
No, I don't.
That made him super duper popular.
The Mandalorian.
I was that, but also someone made. You guys didn't see the edit?
No.
Like over 100 million people saw this edit.
Damn.
And it became like a thing, and that's when.
It's not the edit.
Some random TikTok video. I didn't see that.
This is not a canon event.
I had TikTok when this happened. It was like 2022.
Why would you
expect
everyone to have seen that?
Because, oh my god, I'm looking up how
I was not a big Pedro Pascal fan back in 2022. So I
maybe it was 2023. I don't know. It's been a while.
Oh, damn. Oh.
I'm just saying, before all of those girls like fell in love with him, I was a fan first.
I think that's what she's saying.
Can I tell another funny story?
Yeah.
One time, I have so many funny ones that I can't tell on here, but I wish I could. One time, my roommate, she had made chia seed pudding, and she, like, told everyone that she was, like, so excited to eat it and was gonna eat it and everything, but she put it in our fridge and in our dorm, and then she left it there for 3 weeks and never touched it, and then it got to the point where my other roommate was like, I think you should throw this out, like, it's been in our fridge, and it's, like, a huge container of chia seed pudding, and it looks like vomit, and it's in our fridge. So, like, we're all leaving for Thanksgiving break, so my other roommate left, so it's just me and my roommate. And so she was like, oh, I guess I'll clean out my chia seed pudding thing now. I was like, oh, like, okay, great. So she goes to the bathroom. She comes back. 5 seconds later, she's like, oh, my God. Oh, Amelia, like, I made such a mistake. Like, what do I do? What do I do? I was like, what could you possibly have done between now and the time that you left? And then she was like, I dumped the entire chia seed pudding in the sink that has, like, drain clogs. Like, it won't go down. And so I walk into the bathroom, our communal bathroom. And it smells genuinely like something had died. Like, the smell of the, like, rotten chia seed pudding was so putrid and disgusting. I, like, vomited it in my mouth. I was like, what is happening right now?
That was, like, the time Mateo farted on your sweatshirt.
Oh, my God. That was that. The smell transferred. Like, the smell of his fart, like, fully transferred onto my sweater. I didn't even know it's possible.
To this day.
Yes.
It's after it was washed?
I don't wear that sweater still.
To this day.
No way. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just joking. Okay. Don't worry.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It would have been kind of impressive, though.
I know.
It would have been a little bit crowded.
You should try next time. That should be your goal.
A washable fart?
An unwashable fart.
Unwashable.
Put in a whoopee cushion.
That would be like a nuclear... That would be like bio warfare, whatever it's called. Biological warfare.
Yeah. Imagine you spray someone's hair.
That'd be awful.
Be very awful.
Marshall, when I didn't know this was like a common conversation for guys to have, but they talk about all the time when their hair is gonna fall out.
What?
Marshall,
have you
had think your hair is gonna fall out?
I think Loki, yeah. I think, well, I don't think my entire hair is.
I had more than one conversation about this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think this is a common conversation.
So many times I've been in this conversation.
I mean, like, maybe most people.
I don't think I've ever been in this conversation. I'm like really confused.
You guys have that conversation all the time.
Who?
You and Gabe and Ethan. And Josh.
No. I think I've never. I mean, I guess for the past couple of months I wouldn't have heard it, but.
I don't think that's ever happened.
That has.
I feel like it's a one-time thing.
Guys, I have the worst headache right now.
Should we switch back to music?
No.
We should play some Christmas music.
Do you have any suggestions? Should we play Amelia's Pentatonix?
I'll sing along. It'll be like triple acapella.
Oh, God.
Let me see if I have any more like fun via lore. Oh. Via and I went to this party. And we decided to, like, be deviants. So we found this guy and tried to, like, talk to him like we had known him.
Mm-hmm.
So we started calling him Barnaby. And then throughout the entire night, we were like, Barnaby, like, we've missed you so much. And we, like, made up all this stuff about how, like, he had come to Cane's with us. And then he, like, projectile vomited all over our food. And the Cane's worker, like, kicked him out for life. So now he's, like, banned from all Cane's.
Wait, that's disgusting.
And all Chick-fil-A. Like, we just, like...
Oh.
It didn't happen. We were like, oh my god, like, remember when you did this? Remember when you did this? And he was just like, yeah, like, that was so fun. Like,
wait, what?
Because he was, like, just going along with it.
This is, like, trippy listening to.
What?
Like, you think it's real, but it's not. Wait, no, never mind, never mind.
Well, I agree. What should I play, guys?
Did you end up figuring out who this guy was? Or did you just call him Barnaby the entire time?
Oh, no, I just called him Barnaby the time. We never asked for his actual name.
Did you have conversation with him?
Yeah. He, like, got both of our numbers.
Oh, damn.
But we never texted.
That's tragic.
It was funny. I think he enjoyed being Barnaby. He liked that alter ego of himself.
Mixed personalities.
Mm-hmm. It's also a tough name.
Barnaby?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're, like, a New England prince, or, like, an English prince.
Barnaby?
Yeah.
It was styled after Barney Stinson, which I was what I was for Halloween that night.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Where else was I? I was everything else I was boring. That was the only good one.
It's how it be sometimes.
You know what, Marshall?
Does anyone have any song requests?
We should play...
Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae.
The LeBron Karen Berry Sprite commercial jingle.
What?
I gotta get in the Christmas mood. I feel like, because of like exams and stuff.
Oh, I really want a strawberry.
I'll play Diet Pepsi and then I'll play a Christmas song.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
When I play Diet Pepsi though, we're gonna just listen to Diet Pepsi, I've decided.
Shannon doesn't like when we talk anymore.
No, I do. I just think I'm kind of in the mood for music. If you guys want to keep talking, you can. But I might stop talking.
That's okay. It's mostly me just telling embarrassing stories about college, so.
We can talk more in a bit.
Here.
But you guys aren't even talking anymore.
I know.
Well, you said not... Oh, you said when the song comes on. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bye, guys.
My boy's a winner, he loves the game. My lips reflect off his cross gold chain. I like the way he's telling me my ass looks good in these ripped blue jeans. My cheeks are red like cherries in the spring. Body's a work of art, you'd die to see.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear silver bells, silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it'll be Christmas Day.
Streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green.
As the shoppers rush home with their treasures,
hear the snow crunch, see the gears bunch. This is Santa's big scene.
And above all this bustle, you hear
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Silver bells.
I did it all on no drugs. I did it all. you crazy getting old. We can talk it so good, we can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lovers spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old. The drink you spill all over me, lovers spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old. Summer slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do. Arise at the beginning, I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Make a phone to my chest. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 boom. Thing progresses, I call and you come through. Blow all my friendships to sit in hell with you. But we're the greatest, they'll hang us in the Louvre. Down the back, but who cares, still the Louvre.
Okay, I know that you are not my type.
Still, I thought
I'm just a sucker. Let you fill her mind.
But what about love?
Nothing wrong with it.
Supernatural.
Just moving close to me, close to you. Feel it close to me.
Boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it.
I move with the trees in the breeze. potential to pick me up. And I want you to use it. Blast the music. Bang it, bite it, bruise it. Whenever you want to be getting big in, we don't have to go back to where we've been. I am the woman who wants you to win. And I've been waiting, waiting for you.
what I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'd never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'd never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it. Ooh, I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it. Do I make you wanna stay? Hate sleeping on my own, missing the way you taste. Now I'm fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. Stop looking at me with those eyes, like I could disappear and you wouldn't care why. Now I'm fucked up and I'm missing you.
forget all common sense. Don't speak as I try to leave, 'cause we both know what we'll choose. If you pull, then I'll push too deep and I'll fall right back to you. 'Cause you are the piece of me I wish I didn't need. Chasing
do drugs, 'cause we're cigarettes in the back of the club. 'Cause I hate cops and bad girls. Girls with no buns, 'cause it's me just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck. That's what's up. I like tall girls, small girls, 'cause the dicks call girls. Girls who get naked on the grill. They say I'm too fucking horny. Wanna put me in a cage? I'll probably fuck the hoe in the wall that got before made. I like girls who pregnant, girls who give it up for land, girls who so fucking kinky that they bang. I like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and bikers, girls with no buns, 'cause it's me just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck. I like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and bad guns, girls with no buns, girls with me just for fun. I like girls who make no love, but I like girls who like to fuck. Feeling heavy.
Shannon, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening.
I like the way you kiss me. I like the way you.
Feel that it's wrong.